So then that gets us to the question of why do the practice on ordination retreats, particularly on ordination retreats? Well, the objects of the practice are to become aware of the six elements in our experience. That's both inwardly, internally, and externally. Become aware of the six elements in our experience. Then second, to reflect on their nature. Third, to recognise that they cannot really be owned, nor can they house a fixed self. And then fourth, to let go of attachment to them or identification with them. And by doing so, to let go of attachment and identification with our body and mind as an inherently existing independent entity. So it's important to remember that. That in eradicating self, conceit of self, what we're talking about is self in terms of an inherently existing, i.e. substantial, fixed, independent entity. Independent in terms of being able to exist and sustain itself completely independently of anything else. Of course, I don't suppose you or me or anyone else would seriously argue that we believe that, but we act as if we do. So I suppose at some point then what the Buddha's saying is, you do. Stop trying to wriggle off this, you do. Otherwise you wouldn't act the way you do. And you wouldn't feel the pain you do, and you wouldn't create circumstances that carry that pain on. So it's important to realise it's the attachment and the identification that we let go of. It doesn't mean denying our body and mind or becoming remote from them. I mean, if anything, we probably will be more aware and more delighting in them. But that will come from a position of non-attachment and also non-hatred, non-greed. So these words, non-attachment, non-hatred, non-greed, the translations into English of particular negative formulations in Sanskrit. So in English, they never sound terribly appealing, but in Sanskrit, they're very, very strongly positive words. So I think we need to remember that. They're very strongly, very strong positive words with strongly felt presence that they bring. Doesn't quite come over in English. But anyway, we're not denying our body and mind, becoming remote from them, being probably more aware of them, but in a non-attached manner. And to put it another way, well, we will experience them more as they really are, rather than as they seem to be. And that very experiencing of them as they really are is that brings delight, its own subtle delights, as well as great beauty often.